Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we embark on an undersea journey beneath the waves of the ocean. We will swim with wonderful, fascinating sea creatures all over the globe and learn about them as we explore tropical beaches, stunning coral reefs, and rocky, wild coastlines. Before we begin, however, let us take a moment to unwind and find peace in the place that we are in right now. Close your eyes and allow your body to sink into the mattress beneath you. Lying in your bed, curled up on this promising night, you have no obligations. There is no to-do list. By simply listening to the sound of my voice and embarking on this journey with me, you are already giving your body rest. Anything else you are seeking will come in time as you relax more and more. For now, try and focus on my voice. With your eyes closed and your body sinking more and more into the mattress with every passing moment, let us imagine something together. You are still lying in your plush, comfortable bed, but your bed is no longer in your room. It has moved somewhere else entirely. And even with your eyes closed, you can tell where that is. As you take a deep breath in, you can smell the briny, invigorating aroma of the ocean. The air filling your lungs is the freshest air you have ever breathed. Within it, you can taste the pine-peppered islands in the distance, the sandy beaches along cozy coves, the daylilies swaying in the sunshine on seaside gardens. It is all so fresh, so clean, so fulfilling that with every breath you take, you feel your soul calming more and more. Along with it, there is the brilliant feeling of lying on the beach. You relish the feeling of the warm sun washing over your skin, kissing it with its golden touch, and putting your body at ease with the sleepy comfort it brings you. You feel that fragrant ocean breeze brushing against you, whisking away any overbearing heat the sun brings. It keeps you at a perfect temperature, hovering between the warmth of the sun and the coolness of the breeze. You can hear the ocean too. The sounds of seagulls calling overhead in the wind. If you really listen, you swear you can hear the wind brushing over their bright white wings as they dip and dive through the baby blue sky, playing in it with abandon and grace. Mixed with the calls of the gulls overhead, you hear the waves as they dance up onto the shore. You listen as the waves crash upon the sand, then recede back into the ocean. There's a foamy sizzle as the waves make it to their peak on shore, then fade back into the sea, becoming one with it yet again. You find yourself breathing in sync with the waves as they come onto the shore, coating the sand with a thin layer of water. You breathe in, feeling a sense of comfort and peace wash over you. As the waves disappear back into the sea, you exhale. With that exhale, you feel your body let go of any tension it may be carrying. You breathe in, feeling the nourishment and comfort wash over you like a wave. And you breathe out, watching your tension disappear just like the waves sinking back into the sea. The rhythm of your breathing in sync with the ocean makes you feel more connected to the ocean and nature around you. It also makes you feel more connected to yourself. You're more aware of how your body feels, of the warmth of the sunlight on your skin. You trace that warmth, noticing how the sunlight feels on your head and your face. You feel your jaw untighten and your teeth unclench. Your tongue and the tiny muscles around your mouth are now completely loose. Your eyes relax with less pressure as they peacefully remain closed. Then, you notice how the sunlight feels on your torso and your arms. The sunlight seems to sink into your chest and embrace your heart and your lungs with that comforting warmth. You feel your heartbeat slow to a relaxed pace. With it, your breathing deepens.
Out of the woods can the moon...
Moon Carter is a family fictional podcast, and I mean for the family. Parents, do you find it really hard to make it through your children's podcasts?
Then listen to Moon Carter and join me, Splot, and the gang on our magical adventures. Click all the links below or get it from where you get your podcast from. But if you need to be told that, then I worry about you. Splash. It's like drink water from where water's from. But what's that about?
Not helping. Moon Carter is a podcast. You like it, eh?
Any weight you have felt on your chest, shoulders, or heart disappears, leaving you safely unencumbered in the space that you are in now. Your hands relax by your sides, and any tension you might be carrying in your arms or shoulders melts away into the mattress beneath you. The sunlight even warms your stomach and lower torso. You imagine any pain or discomfort you are feeling disappearing, whisked away by the warmth of the golden light. Now, you can feel the sun over your whole body. You feel the tingle of its rays as they shimmer from your face down your torso, all the way to the very bottom of your feet. And with every breath that you take, you sink into the bliss of that. Now that we have taken the time to relax and find comfort where we are, here and now, let us begin our story. You can feel the waves lapping against your feet before you see them. You keep your eyes closed for a moment, relishing the feeling of the cool water brushing over your feet, then disappearing, sweeping sand and shells out to sea. Slowly, you open your eyes and gaze out at the vista before you. You are standing on a beach in California. Overhead, the sky is cloudless, a beautiful swath of baby blue that reminds you of the promising things ahead. You feel the bright sun washing over you, sharing its warmth with you and the water. Your toes are in the sand as you stand at the edge of the ocean, but behind you, there is a sight that is just as beautiful as the ocean before you. Because behind you, there are massive, towering cliffs. Cliffs that look as though they're made of sand, soil, and plants. Plants that cascade down the sides like ornate clothes sewn solely for the earth itself. On top of the tall cliffs, you can just barely see the beautiful plants coating the peak. A mix of desert cacti, aloe plants, and wildflowers that mix together to create one of the most stunning little gardens. So far below the cliffs on a vast beach, all on your own, you feel as though you have stumbled upon something miraculous. The cliffs and mountains meander along the coast far in either direction, with cozy coastal towns nestled in them every few miles. This is a place of serenity, of connection with nature. You turn to look back at the waves as they lap over your feet again and again. With each brush over your skin, you feel like you are being beckoned into the ocean more and more. You take another step, allowing the water to wash up over your calves almost to your knees. As you step forward, you notice something rather peculiar by your feet. There is something shimmering in the sand there, engulfed by a beautiful mix of seashells and shiny rocks. But this doesn't appear to be like anything you have ever seen in nature before. It appears to be a large clamshell of sorts. The outside is marbled with shades of orange, red, and yellow. But the shades are extraordinary, and they appear to be glowing. There is some light radiating from inside the shell. Curious, you reach down into the sand to take the shell in your hands. It is warm to the touch, even in the brisk coldness of the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California. When you pluck it out of the water, you can feel energy within it. It shimmers and moves inside the shell like the waves of the ocean itself. Slowly, you run your fingers along the ridges of this shell, and as you do, you feel a pop. It opens, and with it, a wave of energy splashes across your fingers. You slide the rest of the soft shell open, and what you see inside surprises you. There is a glowing bubble inside the shell. The tiny glowing bubble floats up into the air, illuminating your face and the beach around you with even more light. It hovers in front of your face, and instinctually, you somehow know exactly what you must do. You cup your hands around the bubble, careful not to pop it. With a gentle touch, you bring the bubble to your chest, right where your lungs are. And, as if by a miracle, the bubble dissolves into tiny specks of magic right in front of you. You feel a change wash over you, a change that assures you that now you can step into the waves as you please. You trust in this knowledge and walk deeper into the waves. Gradually, your knees are beneath the water, then the cool waves are up to your belly button. And finally, you are bringing your shoulders under the water. To your surprise, the water isn't nearly as cold as you expected it to be. It appears the bubble that has become one with you has helped you adapt to the cool water. And that is not all it has done. Because when your head finally goes underwater, beneath the beautiful waves, you can not only see underwater, but you can breathe underwater. You feel exactly as you do when you are breathing on Earth. It is effortless, easy, invigorating. You find yourself entering a world of deep blue beauty. The sea floor is just below you. Kelp and sea urchins seem to dance in the sand, shifting with each current as it meanders over them. The water is crystal clear in every direction. Fish swim by in a spirited school below you, casting silver and gold and blue gleams into the world around them as they graze on by you, just barely brushing against your feet. And though the fish are beautiful, they are not all you are interested in. Because in the distance, not so terribly far from you, you see something beautiful that you never expected to see up close. There is a whale. Not just any whale. A gray whale. For a moment, you almost didn't notice it against the blues and silvers of this world. But now, it is hard not to see something so massive and yet so ethereal. With no hesitation or fear, you swim towards the whale. Once more, it seems the bubble has given you a gift. You can glide through the waves just as easily as all the fish around you can. You feel weightless, untethered, as you sail through this world with ease, dipping and diving through the waves with a feeling of freedom you have never quite captured before. When you near the whale, it becomes even more clear how utterly colossal it is. And it is not just one whale you have found. It is a whole pod of whales on their migratory path. Gray whales make an annual migration, which is one of the longest, most impressive migrations of any mammal on Earth. The annual round trip is about 10,000 miles, or 16,000 kilometers, and in some cases, more than 14,000 miles. Their journey begins in the summer feeding grounds around the Arctic. There, the waters are rich with nutrients and give the whales a perfect place to feed before their migration. To feed, the whales move down to the sea floor, where they use their baleen, which acts as a sieve to sift through the sediment to find small amphipods that they survive on. Though, on their journey, they will gather to feed several times as well. You watch now as some of the gray whales feed before you. They dive down to the sea floor with grace, moving slowly. Their bodies ripple as they swim, moving almost exactly like the ocean waves far over their heads. Then, they turn slowly to one of their sides as they reach the ocean floor. There's an almost playful nature about them as they twist their body and angle themselves so one side of their mouths is scraping against the sand that is found there. As they scrape against it, amber-colored clouds rise up from the ocean floor, creating a misty veil that the gray whales dive through. They continue this motion, rising up and then diving down to scrape against the sand and sift through it, sending that cloud up into the sky. You watch them in awe as they feed. Some of the whales seem to dive to the left, while others dive to the right, scraping specific sides of their mouths along the ocean floor. Most whales have a side preference, just like humans do when they are chewing. You swim closer to get a better look at the whales, and as you do, you realize that you can tell their side preference just by looking at their heads. Gray whales are covered in barnacles. They coat the whale's skin in pale and white swaths, like tiny islands dotting a gray sea. The barnacles do not harm the whales, even though some gray whales can have up to 400 pounds of barnacles on them at a time. The sides that the whales prefer to feed on are noticeably free of barnacles. After the gray whales leave their summer feeding grounds in the Arctic, they still have a bit of a journey before they reach the part of the ocean that you are in now. From September to October, The gray whales begin to slowly make their way southward, journeying down the coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California. They average about 75 miles a day, traveling about 5 miles per hour. They travel in small pods together, moving as one unit as they make the long, long trip in each other's company. By late December, the whales begin arriving in the lagoons of Baja California. There are 3 different lagoons in Baja that the whales may choose to inhabit: Magdalena Bay, Laguna San Ignacio, and Ojo de Libre Lagoon. There is a mix of whales that arrive here, all having made the journey for a specific purpose. Pregnant female whales journey to the lagoons in order to have a safe, sheltered place with warm water, where they can birth and nurse their calves for the first few weeks of their lives, so they can become strong enough to make the journey back north with the rest of the pod. Female whales who are not pregnant and male whales journey to the lagoons in search of mates. From December to February, most of the calves are born. Newborn calves are an impressive 15 feet or 5 meters long, and they weigh an incredible 2,000 pounds or 900 kilograms. For the first few weeks of their lives, the calves are likely to have several interactions with humans. At this age, the calves are very curious and enjoy approaching boats when they pass. From February to April, the migration begins once again. And that is the part of the cycle that you find yourself in now. The gray whales have left the safety of the lagoons in Baja and are beginning their journey along the California coast to reach their summer homes in the north. Female whales that have newborn calves are the last to leave the lagoons, and they swim close to the coast, where they will feel safer from predators. As you hover in the clear, calm water, it becomes obvious that the group you are looking at is a group of mothers and their new babies. The calves float alongside their mothers, still so massive that it feels strange to see them as children. You reach your hand out and brush it along the skin of the whales as they pass you by with such grace. They move so effortlessly through the water, seemingly dancing as they do so. Your fingers slide over their smooth skin, swerving around the swaths of barnacles. They are such large creatures, so impressive that it's hard to believe they even exist. But as you watch them play with one another, making their way through the waves, it becomes even more obvious to you how similar we all truly are to them. You swim in the water for quite some time, watching as the whales drift by you in their safe pod. There's several of them, each seemingly more beautiful than the last. And as they disappear into the distance, becoming one with the hazy water far away, you smile to yourself, wishing them well on the journey ahead. Soon, they will be back in the feeding grounds in the Arctic. The calves will stay by their mother's sides for 9 months before striking out on their own. And then, the cycle will continue. You hover in your spot along the California coast, watching as more fish swim by you in their spirited little groups. But as you're watching them, you notice something sparkling below you. Once more, it appears to be a shell, much like the one you took in your hands that gave you this incredible ability to breathe underwater. You swim down to the ocean floor to grab it. Taking it in your hands, you can feel the power brewing inside of it. It begs to be opened to show you something new. You clasp your hands around the shell and crack it open. The moment that you do, you are encompassed in a beautiful, bright light. So bright that it is like the light of the sun. It washes over you and obstructs the view of everything else around. You close your eyes, embracing that feeling of comforting warmth. And when you open your eyes, you are no longer underwater. You are somewhere else entirely. It's another beach, but this one is far different from the cliffside beaches of Southern California that you were standing on what feels like only moments ago. Now, you are on the northwest coast of Australia and looking out over the turquoise sea, you know exactly what is before you, the Great Barrier Reef. The sand beneath your feet is the whitest, softest sand that you have ever stepped on in your entire life. You can feel the drops of the golden sun in the sand, drops of the sun that warm you to your very core as they radiate from the soles of your feet. It is like a tropical wonderland here. White sandy islands dot the horizon, and the ocean before you is a mosaic of azure, turquoise, cerulean, and navy. You can see the differences in the depth of the water, differences that are lined with the coral and underwater life of the reefs, which seem to lace through the ocean from island to island. You do not hesitate to enter the water. As soon as the waves wash over your feet, you feel your body melt under the warmth of the sea. You feel as though you are on an island vacation. And as you dive beneath the waves, you know that that is true. The reef before you is ethereal. Coral winds through the sand in such a stunning array of colors that it is hard to even believe it is real. It's yellow, purple, pink, and white. A A vibrant mix that takes your breath away the more you look at it. The Great Barrier Reef is the world's largest coral reef system. It includes some 900 islands and nearly 3,000 individual reefs, stretching for over 1,400 miles or 2,300 kilometers. In terms of area, it is roughly the size of Italy. Fish swim all around you, sailing through the water seemingly without a care in the world. Watching them causes a sense of peace and comfort to wash over you. They move with such grace, dipping and diving through this stunning world of vibrant coral and sea anemones. There are so many fish that it is hard to truly take them all in. There are orange clownfish that stick their heads out of their dancing anemone homes just to get a peek at what is going on outside. There are butterfly fish that zip by in a flash of yellow with their brightly colored mouths. There are dozens of kinds of codfish, some gray and speckled, and some, like the coral cod, that are bright orange. In the Great Barrier Reef, there are over 1,500 species of fish. That means that 10% of the species of fish that reside in the world can be found in the Great Barrier Reef. There are also 30 species of whale, dolphin, and porpoise that reside in the Great Barrier Reef, as well as 6 species of turtle. In fact, as you look up from the stunning array of colors found within the coral reef, you find yourself gazing at a sea turtle rising up from behind a cluster of kelp. This is a hawksbill sea turtle, which is known for being one of the most beautiful sea turtles in the world. It glides through the water with ease, just barely floating above the coral. Fish swim out of the way, clearing a path as the sea turtle meanders on by. Hawksbill turtles are named after their beak-like mouth, which resembles a hawk. As the turtle drifts by you, you swim over to get a closer look. Their head is dotted with darker patches, offering them protection from the sun. Their eyes are beautifully human as they gaze at you, and within them, you can feel a sense of peace, an urge to slow down and enjoy the beauty that's all around us. It's speculated that hawksbill turtles can live somewhere between 50 to 60 years, but their actual lifespan is unknown. Female hawksbills lay eggs every 2 hours, and to lay those eggs, they return to nest on beaches where they themselves were hatched decades earlier. Their memory and instinct is a powerful thing. And as the turtle breezes by you, you swear you can feel the wisdom emanating from it. You follow the turtle as it makes its way through the reef. You pass by beautiful fish along the way, each one seemingly more colorful than the last. The serene sea turtle looks back at you, knowing that you are following just behind. But it doesn't seem to mind your presence. You glide behind the turtle as it makes its way up to shore. By then, the sun has begun to sink down over the horizon, painting the sky and ocean around you in beautiful swaths of red, orange, and yellow. You pause for a moment to take in the sight of the sky and sea becoming one over this beautiful display the cosmos is putting on. The sea turtle climbs up onto an isolated beach, nestled in a rocky coastline. She makes her way high up the beach and cozies up under some vegetation as night begins to fall. You realize that she is nesting. Female hawksbill turtles lay around 140 eggs in a nesting hole dug using their rear flippers. Watching her nest as the sun sets behind you brings you a sense of deep comfort. Soon, there will be hundreds of baby turtles making their way to the waves. Some that will return to this very beach and have more baby turtles of their very own. The cycle will continue, and the ocean will be full of this wonder for the rest of your life. I hope you have enjoyed this sleep story, and it has brought you a night of peaceful, restful sleep. Please join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.